Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. The reports yesterday were basically between south of Pratt and Hutchinson. We started the morning with Coughlin Seeds right there south of Hutch with Dustin Miller. He's the owner of Coughlin Seeds, and they'll finish harvest in the next few days, but he reminded me that for seed producers, that's what starts their busy time, is then they need to process all that seed and have that ready here very soon for people to replant. And so it really, they get no let up once harvest is done. We visited with Seth Sherbarth at Can Equip in Hutchinson. He said south of Hutch, their customers are pretty much wrapping up, but as they go north of Hutch, people have a lot more to cut in that area. And of course, everybody's expecting rain to have happened last night. Terry Crable of Pretty Prairie, they finished Monday night and needed to plant everything east and west, and the further east you planted, the better, because the farms that were east of Pretty Prairie were better than the ones west of town. I talked with Jake Stroll at Pretty Prairie as well, and he and his dad, Sid, and John farm south and west of Pretty Prairie, and then quite a ways east over by Haven, and certainly the ground over at Haven had a lot better wheat than the ground west of Pretty Prairie, and just one rain here and there made a huge difference on it. Interesting for me, though, the Strolls used moldboard plows, and they had plowed right there by their headquarters and just plowing beautifully, and they were in the process of plowing right now. Caught Hayden Albright at Rago Farmers Co-op. That's between Kingman and Anthony. And their first loads were the 6th of June, and they were about done in that area. Then I caught the Anthony Co-op location. That was at, can't remember the town, I'm sorry. But they're just finishing up in that area as well. Got to visit with an old friend of mine, Travis Panic. Well, I'm old, he's not. And they're finishing up today if everything went well, and they had kind of a drawn out harvest and had a big wind a week ago. The cattle operation for their farm is a big part of it, and they've been putting up hay and putting up straw and baling some wheat along the way, and so they've got a lot of irons in the fire. But they had 50 acres as of about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. So they were hoping to finish up last night and hoping for a good rain last night. So that was how our Tuesday went on the harvest tour.